Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Well, all things climate, we're never too far from our minds. Green Aware have put together a brand new star-studded green squad to be leaders in sustainability. They want you to join the squad and be part of something bigger by making small changes. Two members of the Green Squad are with us now to chat about the little things we can all do to spark change. Good morning, Rosanna Davison and Davey Fitz.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Like, I imagine when, you know, when the organisers of this Green Aware need you guys together, they just put a light up and they shine into the sky and you are, whatever you're doing, you go stop and go, it is time for Green Squad to assemble.
I feel like a superhero.
You all sound like.
We come in this ray of green light and clean up everything around
us. Can't wait to sort out the world. That's what we want to do.
Davey, how have you been green in your life? What have you learned through this whole process? Well, have you stopped putting like tinfoil in the green bin?
Stop, man. I have to be honest. I wouldn't have been great up to lately. Like, it would have been me in the car going to Wexford, grab a bottle of this or grab something and not really thinking. I have to say, lately, I have thought about a bit more about what I'm doing, like, and what the story is. Even Sharon buying stuff at home and stuff like that, we're definitely looking into what we have now, be it plastic-wise or be it, like, what's most compostable or stuff like that. We are definitely improved 100%.
So you make better choices.
Listen, every small little bit will help.
Right.
Like, we have to think of the generation that's coming after us. Like, it's so important.
But you're a man with a reputation for having a fiery disposition. I would hate to be in your house if somebody put the wrong thing into the green bin.
The tea bag in the green bin!
However bad I am, you should see my missus. Fire with fire, how does that work? She's actually brilliant, to tell you the truth, on that side of things. And this goes there, and that waste will go there.
And you're learning.
I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to catch on. But you know what? It is important. And I am even going to make a bigger effort.
Yeah. Well, you have to, because you're part of the Green Squad now. So you're an Avenger.
I better. Yeah.
It'd be like Iron Man going, I'm not going to bother saving the world. I'm going to learn about saving the world over the next little while. No.
Let Pepper Potts do the whole thing.
You're in charge.
Rosanna, you have a busy house. You've got the twins. What age are they?
The boys are now 9.5 months and they think they're toddlers. They're trying to pull themselves up on everything, steal our daughter's food, steal the dog food. It's pretty busy. But this morning, I'm so giddy to be out and in town again. People. I just closed the front door, left my husband with them, and hopefully, it went to chaos, but I was able to walk away.
You'd be forgiven if you weren't managing to, you know, be as green as you possibly could be, but you're finding little things that you can do.
We are. Well, I love the whole focus of the campaign. It's about being part of something bigger and making small, sustainable changes with the new Green Aware range of household items. So straight swaps for your favourite household products. In our case, we've actually been using the Green Aware compostable bags for nappy bags past year or so. But certainly things like that, they're brilliant for, say, if you're bringing your dog for a walk and you need to clear up after your dog, there are compostable bags for that. Bottle brushes, compostable gloves, all sorts of products that you can just make straight swaps for. And you can be part of this whole Green Squad movement that we're encouraging everyone to get behind.
But if you do clean up after your dog and you use one of those compostable bags, bring it home with you or put it in the bin. Don't fling it into the trees so then it dangles like some weird earring for the next 6 months and we can see, that's how long it takes for one of those bags to decompose.
And the new one I found recently was somebody had bothered to pick up after their dog. Thank you very much. They had bothered to walk to the bin, the public bin. Mm. Thank you very much. And then they left it on top of the bin. No! You had one little tiny other bit of the job to do.
It
could be great advertising for Green Aware.
They hung it on the fence.
Oh, charming.
Like, just hung it like a Christmas bauble almost.
Lovely.
But Davey, were you watching the football or the camogie over the weekend?
Yeah, I was watching the football and I watched a bit of the camogie as well. Crazy weekend. Feel so sorry for Mayo again. So close. Can't get over the line. And I think the whole country was shouting from guys. They wanted them to
31 counties,
line. Yeah, they wanted them to get over the line so badly. And it's just so disappointing for them, you know.
And from your experience as a manager, you know, when that happens and then you've got to go away and rebuild, like, how do you sort of get yourself back up to a point where you're brimful of confidence again?
I can tell you guys, the way they're feeling probably yesterday and today is unexplainable. Your whole body is empty. You're after working for a year, probably 5, 6, 7 days a week. Like, it isn't just training. Your life outside of training is pretty crazy. So, them poor guys are absolutely suffering. They don't need anyone saying anything to them, and you got to get back in that saddle and go again. But I'm one of the believers in lost causes. I've always believed there's a chance. Yeah. 100%.
Well, our Cahill is a massive GA head, and he was making the point this morning that, you know, people say it's the hope that kills you for Mayo, but he was saying it's the hope that seems to sustain Mayo, that they're there or thereabouts so often. Like, they have this run of getting to finals and losing, sure, but they're getting to finals for 27 other counties. Like, imagine if we ever got to a final, you know?
Listen, there's a lot of counties out there that they can only dream about getting to where Mayo get. We want them to get over the line. I say everyone loves them to get over the line. I believe it will happen for them. I am that type of believer to keep trying no matter what story is and get there. And I just want to be part of going up to see what happens when they do get over the line. And it will happen for them. They're so close. Yeah. James has done a great job with them. Please God, it'll happen pretty soon.
And what about you now? Have you got your eye on anything? Are you enjoying the free time you've had? Are you enjoying getting a bit of perspective? What's happening?
Guys, I'm getting itchy feet and I'm only out of it 3 weeks or few, 6 weeks or whatever.
Because isn't it 35 years non-stop you've been involved?
It's actually 32. I played 32. For 18, managing 14. Have I enjoyed it? I wouldn't swap a thing. I can remember I got my first few heart stents in when I was 35 and my doctor said to me, Davey, you might be as well take it easy now and, you know, lay back off it, and I have no intention whatsoever. I probably won't be with a county next year. I'll end up probably with my club or doing something, but we'll definitely do something anyway, so we will. But
you won't be sitting idle.
Listen, I love it. I love the challenge of just doing something, you know, be it in the GA or Fittest Family or Toughest Teams, whatever it is, just put me out there and let me at it. And if you can help people and achieve something, how bad?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what about this Galway job that's been floating around?
Yeah, a lot of people said that. Like, I haven't heard a thing from Galway or whatever the story is. And certainly if Micheál Dunne, whose name is mentioned, like, he would probably be the right guy for the job. But never
think about the commute. It's so much easier.
My God, 40 minutes up the road. Like, Wexford was leaving at 1 o'clock in the day, guys, and getting back at 1 at night. How my missus put up with me, I don't know. So I don't, but she hung in there. But you know what, I loved it down there. The people, the way they treated me was incredible. The players,
you loved the team, didn't you?
The crack we actually had, like, if I told you some of the, like, the singing, the music, the fun, there was a lot. I think you have to have both. Maybe you might think it'll be all driving, fire and brimstone, that's fine. There's a small bit of that, but you have to have the crack as well. And trust me, some of them guys are characters in Wexford. I absolutely loved it. So I did. And you have to have a smile on your face as well when you're training.
Well, like you said, you won't be long sitting around on your bum, I don't think.
We'll see.
Rosanna, I have twins. I have four kids, and my last one was two. So I would love to tell you that, you know, mine are nearly seven, that in the next 6 years, everything's going to get easier.
Please tell me it gets easier.
No, it won't. My wife was away last week. I told the story on the radio, and one of the twins had me just run around the place looking for a jumper for her, for a uniform. I eventually gave in and had to ring my wife on her holidays in Spain and go, what's the story with Anna's jumper? And she's like, she doesn't have a jumper. She's never owned a jumper, and she's never worn a jumper to school. And I went again, and she's sitting there going, you spent 2 hours looking for a jumper.
Do they play loads of tricks on you?
All the time.
And are
all
they
the
identical?
No, they're two girls, but non-identical.
This is how strong-willed they are. They both wanted to play football, but there was no girls soccer team available in the area, so Dave had to start his own. And now he has two soccer teams that he has to coach, as well as all the lads.
Then you'd be there with
I have a back four
squad.
Anyway, sort of, whatever about the rest of it,
There was a lovely thing I saw, the most recent Miss Ireland, Pamela Uba, became the first black Miss Ireland last week, and she cited you as her inspiration.
That's lovely. Thank you, Pamela. And congratulations to her as well. I saw that she won the competition.
Yeah. When you look back on your your competitive days in that area, does it seem like a different version of you? Does it seem like so much has happened now in between? How do you look back on those days?
It does. I mean, that all happened to me in 2003. I was only a baby back then, but I suppose I thought I was all grown up and knew it all. But you do when you're a teenager, don't you? It does seem like a lifetime ago. I mean, I think for anyone looking back to 2003 feels like an awfully long time ago, but obviously so much has happened since, and, you know, becoming a mum and just all the changes in the world, really. I mean, we used to communicate, you know, for work things by fax back then. I don't think Gmail even existed.
No.
Yeah.
Then. So, you know, even technology wise,
faxes were great. Some really important message comes in and then it just fell onto the floor and sort of let the breeze drift it under a table. And that was it.
You have to read someone's scribbles and try to, you know, decipher what they're saying.
Yeah. Is there a competitive element to this Green Squad? Are you going up against each other to win stuff for your charity?
Hope so.
If it wasn't competitive, Davey's involved, so now it is. So,
listen, we're just not talking, no end of story. It's on.
Sorry to interrupt you there, but I think it's just all about encouraging each other. It's about supporting each other, raising as much money as we can for charity as well. There's a whole charity element too. And, you know, we're encouraging anyone on Instagram actually to follow the Green Aware account. It's @GetGreenAware.
Get Green Aware, okay.
And to follow them, get involved in the Green Squad and our mission, and to you know, enter the competitions. There's some great giveaways and competitions happening over there as well.
Excellent.
So we can go to @GreenAware if you want to support your favorite Green Squad leader. And
@GetGreenAware. Sorry.
@GetGreenAware. It's Monday morning. And be with a chance to win €1,000 in cash as well. Nice. So there's loads of positive reasons to do it. Save the planet, win some money, help a charity, and get behind your favourite Green Squad member. Disassemble!
Yeah, go your separate ways. Well, Davey, you have something else you definitely want to say.
No, listen, guys, it's a very important project to get behind. The future and the people we have coming behind us is so important. And I just encourage everyone, just have a think. Because you can see things are changing around the world and we just need to be more aware of what's happening.
Mm. We're not asking anyone to radically change their life or their lifestyle. It's just about making those small swaps. When you go to the supermarket, think, is what I'm buying going to be compostable? Is it sustainable? All of Green Aware's new products are, you know, natural, sustainable, compostable and plastic free as well.
Well, so look, if you guys want a project to work on, my desk, there's a black sack out there.
It's not even a compostable black sack, Dermot. So sort that out for a start.
Show us your talents. We'll fill it up and I'll fling it into a tree.
Debbie Fitzroy, Anna Davidson, thank you so much for coming in.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.